Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Yes, let's go wild. It took a little while.
This is Psychic Jethro, and you're listening to Psychics Gone Wild. We have one of those shows tonight. This is Saturday, and we're going to do what we always do on weekends. We're going to just rock your lights out. So get ready. Grab on to your pen and papers. Those of you who listened in last night, we did a table tapping here. We had Aurora Rose. We had Amy Kavanaugh and Psychic Jethro. We did our best for you, and we really are ready to go again. Remember, all of you that are putting in your votes, you can put one vote in, and you can put in for all of us. If you put Psychics Gone Wild and you write in your votes, you can put in for all. And I please really want you to do that. Don't forget, as you're putting in, to get all of the names on, or you can put in individually. The email to put in for that and the place to put in for Psychics Gone Wild is newyorkgate@aol.com. That's newyorkgate at AOL.com. Attention Peggy North. These are the psychics. Anything you've got, any stories, anything you want. We had a lot of people writing me, and I'm forwarding them on, but the best ways to get into that, you know, we have some really good touching stories of ones that have been helped by Aurora and Amy and me and Linda Irwin and Kelly. And the best compliment you can do by getting these free readings is to at least put us in there that we are psychic and we're doing this. And, if you, you know, the important thing is those of you who've really called back and done the confidential. Another one is Ryan Smith. That's R-A-Y-A-N-S-M-I-T-H. remember to put in there on the psychics that have helped you, Living in the Realm, Psychics Gone Wild, and now Psychic Learning Connection are all part. Tonight we're going to start off with a little bit more of a rock and roll music. Those of you who know, it's time to do a little Keith Richards, so grab on and get ready. Hello, this is Psychic Jethro, and you've been listening to Keith Sweat, and one of the greatest things that we're going to do tonight is we're going to read you. We're going to really have some fun, and you're on Psychic's Gone Wild, and it has been. Those of you who are waiting on your psychic classes, the computers have been going berserk. I want to thank you, Ruko. I want to thank you, Living in the Psychic Realm of the television show. I want to thank everybody. It's been busy. It's been nuts, and we're having fun. One of the greatest things that we've got, and that's the gift of helping you. Please be patient with me. I'm scheduling everyone in as fast and as quick and as efficient as I can. But as the time allows, get a hold of me at that 928-284-0437 number and leave me a telephone name to call back. Or get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. Those of you with the classes, we have wrote the class, we've typed the class. All we got to do is hit that pony on the bottom and run that class to you. And AOL, just like Blog Talk, as you saw tonight, is giving me fits. So we realize whenever we're doing that, I always look at it that we're doing the right thing because we're bothering someone. I've heard from other people say that they've been running through and a lot of the emails and the other sites are getting out and they've got some other people that are running through. And I want to make sure that we do check with that. I will check. I've heard some people saying they're hearing from New York, that they're hearing some different things. Please let me know what you get. I haven't received anything. I will be contacting two of the other parties. I was a Best American Psychic when I heard of it last year. It does state in their policy that you can and will be able to do this no matter. They do not race against anyone. They do not judge against. They put us in. So I am going to call tomorrow. I've got about three numbers that I got from last year, some friends of mine who were in the psychic one, and I want to raise some questions I want to ask. So please send me your emails if you do get one that says something, because what I read and what I understood is this is going on until October, and when I looked at my calendar today, my calendar told me it was September 8th. So I really would like to know. I did see that we had quite a few people that were on their spokesmen. I know to qualify, they had last year sent out a special qualify, and I have been looking and going through that. Any of you who would like to have anything on that on email, please write me. I will send to you because I am the one promoting it. We're going to go into – we've got two guests tonight, and we may have three. I know right off the two I'm going to go ahead and introduce, so just hang on to your phones and let's get everybody on the phone. I hope you guys enjoyed last night. We did a lot of table tapping. Aurora and Amy were the bombs. They really rocked. I seem to have picked up a puppy, and I want that animal, and I'm going to find it. I thought it was under the couch, but – at last, there was nothing there. Ryan, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Just sitting here chilling. How are you doing?
Really great. I want to thank you and welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. It's Saturday. It's here. We're rocking. We're doing it. And I welcome you. We will be doing a little bit of what we call old table tapping. It's where a person will call, they will say their name, and you just give whatever psychically information you're getting. We take turns, and then we do a part of it for a moment, and then we will hand it over and the next psychic will take on, and then use what we did last night was we took turns who went first, and it's a lot of fun. The people who are calling in tonight will agree to that. We will be only doing that one question for you guys. I have to give you so many minutes because we do an hour and a half show, and I love the fact of it. Take the time, do it right. Get a hold of us, me at jethrosmith.net. That's jethrosmith.net, and you can get a full reading or a partial reading. You can get a hold of Ryan for his readings if you write to psychicjethro@aol.com. I need Ryan. I want Ryan. You can get a $30 reading from Ryan if you just write to psychicjethro@aol.com and say, I want Ryan. He takes PayPal, American Express, and also checks are accepted. Hello, Aurora. Where are you at?
I am right here.
Did you have fun last night, or were you rocking, or what?
It was really fun, and I was really surprised at how well that went. I really was. I was really pleased with that, and it was a lot of fun.
I'm really glad they suggested it, and when they asked, you know, they sent the emails, and then we had them, they go, one of the things they said was, you and Aurora does a lot of magic, and we think you are crazy. Would you do this? And I kind of hurt my feelers, but I said, you know, I'll rock it. I'll do it. And it was a blast. I know you and Amy, I got stuck on the puppy, and then I kept seeing that sheep spitting out chew, and all I could think of was, this Indian's mad at me, and I needed it from there. I was just like, what's going on? I take all those warnings, and I'm the one that stepped right in it with my big lips and said the wrong thing, and then I'm like, oh, no. And then I laughed because you were just rocking, and I could feel the buzz. I knew you were the girl that wouldn't cross, when she uncrossed your legs, you were still reading her even though she was blocking you.
Yeah, and I think it's because I have that little magic thing going on, so I know ways around things because a lot of people block magic.
I have to tell you personally, from my vacation, Kentucky was beautiful. I only got to stay in there a short time going down through into Tennessee. But I was such a baby. I was like, I know I could see a Maya Aurora, and we'd be friends, and we'd have fun. And we're driving down.
I was so disappointed that I didn't get to see you when you were in Tennessee. I was so disappointed. But I can get you a book. Maybe I can hook you with a book signing up here at the Elizabethtown Barnes & Noble or something.
Oh, please, let me and do it. And I'm going to be, let me know if they will do it, because I'm also going to be doing some at McMinnville again. I'll be back there, and let me know with Kentucky. It'd be perfect right there. And I really, it was a lot of fun. We got to stay on Delta Queen. It was a steamboat. And we did the show here, the Psychic Radio Show. What weekend was it? It was last Saturday. And I did it out of that place in Tennessee, Chattanooga. And it was like,
Chattanooga is gorgeous. I went through there back in May, and I was like, whoa. Yeah, it's so pretty.
You've got to go on that Queen. The Queen, Delta Queen, the steamboat, is haunted. There is a captain named Queen Mary B. that was the captain, a female captain, and she is, like, rocking that place. I was talking to the people there, and I was telling them, you know, they're like, Psychic Jethro is here. And I said, I can get Aurora Rose. I can call her phone number. We'll come in, and we'll ghost bust it. And then that girl got big. All of a sudden, she started doing stuff, and I went in, and I locked my cabin. And I'm like, I will stay in here. And
show idea for you, us doing a ghost busting hunt on Blog Talk while on the Delta Queen.
Oh, that was an excellent idea. I would love it. We'll do it. And I'm not kidding you. Aurora, they've got some stories on her. Have you heard the stories on Delta Queen?
I've heard a few, and it's mostly revolved around the lady that haunts it. I've actually even seen some documentaries on that.
Excellent. Well, and you know, and they were telling about, talk about karma and energy. She's the captain of the ship, and she will never have booze or alcohol on her ship. They go ahead and set up a bar in her ship after she passed. Things start happening, and a barge runs into it with the name Queen Bee, and basically Mary Bee, her name, on the side of it, and hits it. The only things that were busted were the alcohol bottles. Not a glass was busted. They have a picture of this scary-looking face in this window that made me yell, Mommy. I'm like, okay, guys. And I, you know, with what we do, I'm like, okay, this is a really good level. We just had a blast. It was so much fun.
Wow.
But, you know, we've got here. I know everybody's waiting. Aurora, we need to know, how do they get a hold of you and get a reading by Aurora if they need to get a private appointment or a good deal from you?
Well, I've got www.aurorosepsychic.webs.com for my website. I'm in the process of updating it because there's not a lot on there right now, but I do have some options available. And you can also reach me by emailing me at aurorosepsychic@gmail.com. And my phone number is 270-259-2584. I almost forgot the phone number.
Well, I thank you. And Ryan and Aurora, are you guys ready to play Psychic Spin the Person? Here we go. 239, you are mine, because we got you now. You're the one that came up out of all the
people.
Hey! How are you?
That's cool. I'm fantastic. I'm seen in 5D now, and I get to the place where there's no time. I see polish and patterns and sacred geometry and I see light bodies. I could see your light body, you know, like at the very first song that we had. I could see what your light body was doing and when you moved and you turned.
And what was I doing, Diane?
I think that when you put the song on, you, for one song you got up. For another one, you just turned, and there was this other light body there. And it was looking at somebody who was writing, like in a notebook. That's it. It's crazy. It's a crazy world when it first starts coming to you.
Okay, Diane, you got to play the game. Give us your first name and let the psychic start with our psychic circle, and we'll go. Give me your first name, and we'll give you your reading.
Okay, my first name's Diana with an A.
Okay.
And do I get a question?
We'll be nice. We'll give you one because I can tell you're so happy. You're just like, yes.
Well, I'm in a place where I don't know if I'm going to take 92 or the Golden Gate Bridge. And I want to take the one that's easiest on the card. But if the guides say that there's something going to happen, this is the way you need to go. Okay?
Mm. Aurora?
So it's 92 or Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, A number one, what I was picking up on before you asked your question is I'm seeing a lot of angelic activity around you and a lot of healing abilities associated with you.
You know what I just understood is I'm healing
life. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
It's okay, Aurora. She's having in and out with her phone. Diane, we apologize. As Aurora's giving you your reading, it's going to click on the phone here. Sorry. And she's picking up with you a lot of healing and energy, and I'm repeating it. Aurora, I'm going to have you say it over again. We're having technical difficulties. It's because Aurora is just rocking. She's got so much energy that this happened
wow.
last night. Amy was bouncing all over the place. We were just bringing them in from the world. So, Diane, bear with us. Aurora, would you repeat that?
I see angelic energy like angels around you, and I see a lot of healing abilities associated with you. But as far as the route you should take, I don't see anything happening with the Golden Gate Bridge for a while. I mean, maybe eventually, but right now I think you're going to be fine on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Or does that mean I'm supposed to take 92? I need to know which route to go. I'm leaving where I am.
I think you're going to be fine on the Golden Gate Bridge.
No. Oh. But
good.
You said not for a while.
Okay. No, not after a while. I mean, for now, it's fine. And, I mean, we're talking like a couple of years before I see any problems there.
Oh, right. You're into predictions. And that's pretty cool because you're pretty much right on with what I was thinking. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Diane.
Thank
we welcome you.
You
to have a good time. Keep calling us and you stay good. And if you can't, don't name it after us. We love you. Have a good night. Okay. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are going to get a little wilder. All of you out there having a blast. I hope so. We are going to start with 937. You just got into Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm doing fantastic.
Thank you. Great. We are having a little fun here. We'd like to know if you'd be willing to just give us your first name and let us do what they used to call a little channeling or table tapping. We'll do a little psychic circle reading for you, and then we'll have you ask us a question if you'd be willing to do that.
Sure. My name is Sandy.
Okay. Sandy, I will start it out, and then Aurora will go, and then Ryan, you will go after Aurora. We'll say your name so you guys know because we have some new psychics. Sandy, I'm seeing, when I look at you in the energy, I'm seeing a lot of green energy. It looks to me like you've got healing, and it's not just in your ability, but also there's a real strong side energy going towards you, Sandy, that is telling me that you are some kind of a conduit, a healer, energy healing, teaching. The word teaching comes out. And then I'm seeing a little dog with a hat. What is this with these dogs in me? It's like this dog has got this little hat on, like a derby. Aurora?
For some reason, I cannot get past the fact that I am picking up on some negative energies around you. And by that, I mean people in your life who do not have your best intentions at heart.
Ryan, what are you
picking
up?
I don't know
where
this is coming from, so I'm sorry.
Okay. No good. And thank you, Aurora. And Ryan, are you picking up anything for Sandy?
I'm picking up more on the lines of, that, like you said, the teaching, but that her path is, that the angels set for her so far, that her path is a little rocky right now or something like that.
Okay.
She's healing, but she's got complications, or I don't know how to say it.
But thank you. And as we do this, all of you ask what the spirits have for you. This is what we are doing. We're giving you energies as we get just from the direct energy with you. Now, knowing if we were in a room, this would be 110% because we'd be right there with you. Sandy, was there anything any of us said that felt anything familiar to you, anything you could resonate, or should we stop drinking the orange juice now?
Well, maybe the healing. I mean, I just had surgery. And maybe that's some of the healing, or if it's me healing from, you know, like a broken heart and all that stuff. I mean, it could be healing in a couple different ways.
No, that's good to know, guys.
The broken heart thing connects to me very well because the feeling I'm getting is like somebody punched me in the chest emotionally. So I feel like you either went through a traumatic experience recently or are going through a traumatic experience or very, very, very soon will be going through a traumatic experience that involves emotions.
And do you have a question for us, Sandy? We thank you for going along with us. I feel the energy with you. You know, this. I know that's an experience. A lot of people are going, what a wild reading. That used to be a lot of how the readings were done, like in the 70s and 80s. So, Sandy, I thank you. And if you would give us a question we can look at, what do you specifically like to look at tonight?
I just want to know what you see going on for me for love life. Is anyone coming into my life?
Ooh, and there goes Aurora.
Yeah.
There's her area.
Yes, but it'll be a little while. I think there's a relationship you're still not completely over, perhaps, and this person may not be the best of people in the world because I think this might be the negative energy I was picking up on. And I think you're going to have to get completely past that relationship before you can move forward. I do see a new relationship coming for you in March of 2013, though. But you're going to have to really open your heart and mind in order for this relationship to really take off.
Thank you, Sandy. And, you know, if you want further readings, to please get a hold of us. I know a lot of you enjoy the real long free readings, and we've got a lot of people going. We welcome this. We're going to go into 917. You're next on the energy. Would you like to give us your one-point question, and we'll go into it, or would you mind letting us go ahead and giving a little bit of energy to practice with on here?
I just want to enjoy the party. Thank you. Good evening, everyone.
Hey. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll just follow your lead. My name is Tina.
Tina, great to hear from you. We're going to go ahead and start it out. And Ryan, would you go ahead and start out what you're picking up with, after Tina says her first name? Tina, go
Thank
ahead and say
you.
Your name for me. Thank
T-I-N-A.
You.
T-I-N-A.
Okay.
Well, I'm picking up more on the lines of you're having troubles with your job or on your job. Do you have questions about your job?
Yes.
Do you want to ask a question about your job or do you want to keep going? Or I don't know how to do that.
I'll keep going.
Sorry,
I would like to keep going. Thank you.
Okay. Rather? What are you picking up?
I'm getting some depression and almost some panic. There's a lot of issues going on, and I do feel like most of them involve finances. And I feel like you're kind of just in a distress situation. Okay, thank you.
And Tina, I'm picking up an energy with you that is really doing an intensity, not only of the job, but some other things you want in your life. There's something, I keep seeing rings. It's not just the golden energy, but there's two really strong things that are going to come for you here, not only in October, but I see some other strength. I hear your angels have been working with you. You're going through something here that you've been, I feel there's something, it has something to do with what you wanted. Now, they were talking earlier about your career, but I keep seeing it evolving around your name, something you wanted. There's something you're really working towards feeling about with yourself, and I feel this is going to come about here in October.
Okay.
Yeah. We thank you, Tina. Was there a personal question you had, something with us that will help? Maybe we can, you know, one question you have of any kind?
Oh, my God, you guys just touched on a couple of things.
This is a wired night. You called in on Saturday, and we got the rough ones. Aurora and Ryan always have the police watching them. No, I'm kidding. They're really good. They're just really good.
I heard you sound like you guys drank. You sound like you drank some psychic coffee over here, Jethro. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You guessed it.
I would like to know about my boyfriend, Corey, and my job.
I feel that, and I see that with you and the energy here with him, and I see what's happening for you is you bring it up with the relationship, and that's what I saw with the ring. That's what I saw with the other energy. I also see that something else is happening for you with him that is really going there. It's what and Aurora was picking up with you some other things there with that relationship. I really would encourage you to, I think I've read for you a couple of times, I do see what I've got and I see what Aurora got. I would get with one of the readers and see, because she picked up the things. I'm picking up this ring. I keep picking up there's some intensity. To me, ring means two things. One, it means more intenser in the relationship. One, I see that you are ready to have some things in your life that to move stronger. I'm getting a little hurt from you, Tina. I keep picking up things are really awkward right now.
Okay. Well, I mean, he wanted a relationship, so that's what I was thinking. You know, we had just taken a break, so I know that he was talking about marriage, so I know he wanted to go along those lines. And I'm a teacher, so I've just come back to work, so that's what you guys picked up. Yeah, I was struggling during the summer, but I just came back to work, so everything will be okay by October. That's why I was just listening to you. But no, he wants to get married.
Good. I'm glad. Congratulations. And keep us informed. And if it's a good wedding, you better have me have some psychic coffee to come see you. I love weddings. I always eat a lot.
Oh, so that's what the ring is. You see him thinking about marriage.
Yes.
Oh, great. So you said go to newyorkgay@aol.com and vote for you three?
Yes, please, and thank you. And, you know, one of the great things I've had a lot of ones do that will do that, you know, you put in the names, and I owe you big time, Tina. You rock. I'm sure we're like buddies on Twitter, because every time I hear with you, I always laugh, because it's like, here comes Tina. I keep feeling like, really.
No, your voice is funny. It sounds like we're just like at a little club or something laughing. You're hilarious.
That's
like,
what
yeah,
they
we're
call
having
me.
A great time, but by the way, get your life together. Yeah. Some ice water.
Thank you. And everybody's like, you know, Jethro's such a, you know, because they think I'm a dud. And it's like, I think I'm just crazy. I mean, I just like to be silly. And I'm glad you said that. I had, last year I took low in that. The reason they did in the voting was they said that I'm just silly because, you know, I do eat. Like, I just joke about it. My fridge light never goes off. And I didn't, you know, like that, like you said, with the joking. And I think that's better. I mean, I remember in the days when I was younger and I would go to a reader and they were like, I am now going to tell you. And I'm like, I'm not ready. You know, I see that look in your eye and I don't want to date her. I know she's going to give me that fish kiss. I don't want to be kissed like a guppy. That would make me cry. I was like, no, let me have the good kisser. Please, God. You know, and I'm like, you know, 12 years old going, no. So when I got to do this and as I got through and as the years of being this ability, I made up my mind I was going to make it fun. And Tina, I love when you said that. I want everybody comfortable. And Psyche's Gone Wild has been, we've been on the air now since February, and we're just rocking. I mean, we have you guys, we have fun. I had a big joke the other night. I had psychics getting a hold of me going, can we go on your show? Linda Irwin is out of this world. You and her. And I go, what is she doing now? So I got on the show. They call me on my home phone. I'm like, oh, I took a night. I got on, and Linda's on here telling some people some psychic stuff and talking about ET activity. And people are going, you know, you guys are, you're taking steps. So, Tina, thank you for what you said about the vote, and bless you. You know, I'm going to have a blessing for you and your relationship.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Moving right on, and we're having a good time on Psychics Gone Wild. And thank you for the regular followers who listen in. 919, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing, 919?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good, we're waiting, and we just got back. Our Aurora Rose, the phone monsters are grabbing all of my guests. And this is Psychic Jethro, and you are?
Mia.
I'm sorry?
My name is Mia.
Good, Leah. I want to thank you. You're on with Aurora Rose. We've got her and we've got Ryan Smith and Psyche Jethro, and all of us at this minute are on. And if you would, I'm going to have you do a one question where we're getting a lot of callers. We have a lot of following. Me and Aurora have been on the radio for quite a while, and Ryan's a really excellent psychic. So, Leah, would you, I'll tell you what we're doing.
Mia,
Mia, oh. Thank you. I didn't even know. I'm trying to rename you. You're like, what kind of psychic is that? I'm just messing with you. I can barely hear you, and I apologize. It's not you. It's just we're having a lot of static. And what I love with the energy that the guys are doing right now is if you will give me your question, we'll go ahead and let the psychics answer it.
Okay. Well, I've been having a lot of, things going on this year. That's been a very tough year for me. And I was just wondering, I was having car trouble, an issue with my car, and and I was wondering, do you see me being able to, you know, drive my car soon and get out the house more and, you know, get back to my normal life?
I see things picking up for you in October. I hate to tell you this, but I kind of feel like you've got some, how do I put this? I feel like you've had a good run of bad luck lately, and I don't feel like it's completely natural.
What do you mean?
There's something here with energy.
Yeah, there's a negative energy around you, and it's playing mean, nasty little tricks on you. Let's put it that way.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
I tell you what, though. I would like you to email me directly,
okay. And
I will talk to you further about this
okay. At
aurorarosepsychic@gmail.com, and I will see what I can do to help you out, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, and we're glad that you made it get there, and thank you, Aurora, for helping. And I obviously, when the guides do this in energy, that's what we're here for, and I thank Aurora. But we could not hear. I know Ryan and me both were experiencing technical difficulties with it. When you get that kind of energy, that's what they want, and that's what we're here for. You know, we're going with it. 203, you're on Psyche's Gone Wild, and how are you tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
We're rocking.
With Woody.
Woody, you are so wild. I am glad to hear from you. I always, you know, put the prayers out. We were jigging, you know, with you. You're one of our family regulars and fun people. And tonight you're on with Aurora Rose, Psychic Jethro, and Psychic Ryan Smith. If you will give your question, we'll go ahead with the psychics here and give you an answer.
I would like to look at my health. See me covering and... Cover my health.
What's going on with your head? I'm getting a bad migraine when I tap into you, and it's quite painful.
Yeah, there's not a sign. Well, I went to the doctor like a month ago, but it's had respiratory infection, but I don't know.
So are they like sinus headaches?
Usually I have sinus, yes. I'm having an air ache.
Okay, because I'm getting very dizzy, very nauseous, and I've got a bad migraine when I tap into you. I would get a second opinion and go back to the doctor because I feel like you need some serious antibiotics, and there may be more going on than the doctor is seeing. And I'm sorry, Jethro, to step on your toes. I just had to go with what I was getting.
Oh, you never do. And, you know, that's what we do, Aurora, and I love that. And you said health, and they're showing me that. They're telling me that you're going to be able to overcome some of these things that are coming. I like what Aurora got there. And what they're showing me is they're showing me some other obstacles, too. They keep showing me that there seems to be something going on with your system that's raising, I see, your blood pressure. They're showing me something going on in the system. The angels and the guides are telling me, Woody, that you are at a point in your life where you've got to heed these warnings.
I didn't hear.
I'm sorry?
I didn't hear you went out. You went out. I didn't hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been that type of energy. We're having technical difficulties. You'll have to listen sometime to me on my other show. I'm on Ruco, and I'm going on two other TV shows, Block Talk, until one of you guys get our phones fixed. What I'm getting here, and I'm getting for you, Woody, is I'm really getting a lot of other energy of something else being raised. They're telling me your system and your energy. And I'm also realizing that as things are going here in the next, they're telling me with you the next 2 months, you're going to really cycle up and be able to handle some really strong things in your health. And that's what I'm really putting out for you. And, Woody, I feel that the guys are going to get you to overcome this. They're telling me, like you said, you've just been to the doctor, but they're telling me really heed the warnings with your system. That's what they cut me out. They're telling me there's some other things going on. Your body's telling you something's going on with the system. I keep seeing some vitamin B, some stress vitamins, all those things that go into the system and the headaches and the energy coming to bring your system about. I'm hearing from the angels with you that my spiritual belief of this, of course, is that you really need to get in and see somebody, the holistic doctor, is what I'm feeling. I feel like there's something going on with your creative. You know, we know you're musical. Part of this is something else that's being put there by the relationship and the energies where you live. you're getting put in an energy. You've got a lot of extra energy to go, and everything's spinning. And they keep showing me that, Woody, for you to have all this come about, that's exactly what they're wanting. They're wanting you to get out there in the world and do it. Ryan, are you picking up something with Woody and his health?
On his health, I'm just getting like a little pain. It's hard to tell, but I agree with you guys that he should get a second opinion and check on the holistic on and just detox his body and then have the doctors do the antibiotics and get it from both goes.
We're all getting that, Woody. We're all getting this thing for you. We're all going to keep our prayers out. You're one of our family. But, you know, I see you doing things, but I just see some health getting to you. It looks to me like something's going on in your system that's doing that. I love what Aurora first started out when she felt that energy. Aurora, is there anything else you're getting for our Woody? We don't want nothing to happen to Woody.
No, I honestly believe it's one of those things where if he seeks treatment, he'll be fine. It's just the ignoring it or just going with... And going with his gut instinct, if the doctor tells him something and it doesn't feel right to you, then get a second opinion. Because I feel like as long as this is treated, you will be fine, but you have to treat the right problems.
Okay.
And if you get it treated, you will balance out and feel great. But if you don't get it treated, it could possibly turn into something worse.
We're going to keep our prayers out for you and bless you, Woody, and let us know
okay.
And keep going here.
Thank you.
Thank you, and take care, Woody. And we've got 970. We're going as quickly as we can. I've had quite a few of you people fall off. I'm sorry. They're dropping people. It's so quick tonight.
It's kicking me off.
You and Amy, you guys. And every time we come back, they bring all these people with them. All of a sudden, I have like six people following Aurora. She bounced in and bounced out and came back with eight this time. I'm like, we're trying to get to you. It's 970. What do you know?
Hi, it's Karen.
Hey, hi. You're rocking.
Yeah. Hey, I have got a specific question. I'm employed right now. Of course, Jethro, as you know, I'm working towards self-employment of a very unique kind. But our agency is having some financial difficulties, and I'm wondering if the situation is going to work out to where I stay here long enough to transition to the new income from other sources, and what this agency's kind of potential future is.
I'm getting you with the energy of the transition is going to be there with it. I do see you able to get through, and I also see what's happening for you is that this is being done in two reasons. One, it's putting you there for the position, but there's some people you're going to meet or work with there around it to go through it. And they're saying, yes, you're going to be able to do the transition. They're showing me something else financially that's in the making for you. You've got something in the back burner that you're going to make some financial money with, too.
Right. I've got a big kind of business deal in the works right now. It might take a few months.
Mm-hmm. I see that going off. I see that happening real well. And I it's good to talk to you. I always think and I miss you. You know, I don't see you enough on Blog Talk. We used to be buds all the time. You don't talk to me anymore at the laundry.
I tried to come to your show the other day. So I work on it. I am supposed to be working too. So.
Well, you tell that boss that I have first dibs. Psychic Jethro and Aurora need you.
I'll let her know and then I'll be self-employed much quicker.
Well, they don't want to make us mad. We did, though. I'm kidding. We're teasing them. But I do agree, and I know with it. Aurora, what are you picking up for our friend?
Actually, I am picking up some great energy for her, and I am seeing a wonderful, amazing 2013 for her.
Ooh.
I see a lot of doors opening, a lot of opportunities coming your way to get better finances, relationships straightening out, things like that coming for you, starting as early as December.
Yeah, great. I see that for myself too, but I am concerned about my agency. I help run a shelter, and we're just kind of struggling financially right now. And, you know, you hate to shut down a shelter for the homeless.
I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be a close call, but I don't see it shutting down.
Yay, that's good. That's what I want, you know.
Yeah.
But I also want to exit, so, you know, it might be my opportunity to kind of exit stage left as well. Because I'm the most costly employee.
And, you know, that's the really hard times that we're in right now. Make sure you're doing, like, those abundance prayers I send to everyone, or also doing a lot of work, everyone that's doing this, with your different herbs and incense. I know that, you know, you're all going to say, well, you and Aurora are out there doing it. It's like, well, we do it. I do burn sage to clean the house. I do put out different incense to bring in financial. I know that the angels like it, and I work with the higher power. I've always believed the real strong Christian faith. And like you said there, with you got that job, make sure each day you're putting that bubble and that shield there, and know, like, you know, that you're actively valued. Because like you said, you know, a lot of times I've seen this in a job and a career. I agree with Aurora. 2013 is going to rock for you. You're just kind of like doing this little skiing right now before you get to the cool part, and it's like that's what I see happening for you.
Yeah. My boss is kind of, I think, kind of cranky right now for a lot of reasons, and, you know, I'd like it to be a smooth transition, but I think that's what you're picking up on when you talk about saging and so forth, is some of those energies are hanging around.
Yep. It's there, and I love everyone teases. They'll say, what are you guys doing? Whatever it takes to get us through this moment. Those of us light workers, and you definitely are one of our strongest light workers, we're under that pressure. We have to put the extra work. And, you know, I have people tease me. They're like, you're hugging trees again. I go, you bet. Because this is, you know, I'm in Florida. Wind might get me. No, I'm joking. But if you go out and hug the tree, grab it, it's going to do that energy of it. And that's what I see happening. I see you're really putting a lot of that grounding energy away from you. You know, get with Aurora. Have her talk with you on some of the things that she does there that also really work to help that other light work. What do you call them, Aurora? Your protectors?
Well, you know, light workers, white witches, angels. Pick one, you know, whatever works for you.
Good. Hope that helped you. We're rolling here. We've got 11 more people, and we're at 613. We're going through with one question at a time. I'm sorry, you guys, we're just getting really buzzy, but we love you. Please make sure and tune in to Ruco Tuesday nights, 11 p.m., Living in the Psychic Realm with Psychic Jethro. Tune in to Psyche's Gone Wild. Every day we have someone here to help. We're giving you the one question. Then take that time and tune in to Psychic's Learning Connection. And one thing we've got is we've got all of us here. Aurora, tell them how they can get a reading by you.
You can check out my website at aurorarosepsychic.webs.com, or you can email me at aurorarosepsychic@gmail.com, or you can call me at 270-259-2584.
613, you're listening to you and me and Ryan and Aurora. How are you, 613?
Fine. My name is Liz, and thank you for taking this call. My question right now is, it's funny, my youngest daughter never looks at me straight in the eyes. She's going to look at my husband, but not at me. And what's going on?
Ryan, can you hear that?
Yeah, I didn't catch the name, but I heard what was going on. Could you repeat your name for me, please?
My name is Liz, and I'm talking about my youngest daughter, whose name is Alexa.
Alexa? I think she, I kind of feel like she doesn't live up to your expectations in life, and she doesn't want to disappoint you. And she just wants to, I don't know, maybe try to connect with her, and then, like, show, like, build the bond is what I'm getting, that you need to build a stronger bond between you and your youngest to let her know that, you know, you still approve, that you approve of her, and then just find out, and then that she's going to open up to you about something. You getting anything, Aurora?
There's something there, Aurora?
Yeah, I feel like there may be something she's hiding from you, but it may not be as big of a deal as that sounds. It may be something very small, but if something she's afraid. I agree with Ryan wholeheartedly. I feel like it's something that she's afraid is going to disappoint you, even if it's something minor. And I feel the best thing you can do is take her shopping or take her out to dinner or even go for a walk with her in the park, you know, if you don't have the money for the other things. And just talk to her on a friend level. Don't even ask her about what she's hiding. Just talk to her like you're friends instead of like you're her mother, and that might build the bond up. You might have to do it a few times, and eventually I think she'll open up to you, and she'll start coming to you with more things. But also
try not to let her know when you are disappointed in her unless it's something major, because then she's always afraid of the fallout.
Okay.
And we want to prevent that.
Okay. Do you know if she will have more time, because she has a full-time job, a part-time job. She goes to school, and she's always running after any minute that she can. So do you see some time coming for her?
Yeah, but it'll probably be more towards the end of the month.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate this very much.
We thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a moment here. Can you guys, all of you that are listening in tonight, we've had a lot of different people asking us for our friend, and I think we've got her in the chat room tonight, is Angela Martin Diggs, a very, very gifted metaphysical person who we all enjoyed on the show. We've been trying to get you back, and now I busted you because I just caught you. I think you're in there, and I'm going to tease you. Why don't you come play with us? We've been here. We've been waiting for you. Why did you leave us that night? Do I sound like Kenny Rogers here? I'm going, come on back. We love you. All's forgiven. We would love to have you come back on the show. All joking aside, as you guys know, I like to tease. And we're looking for you, Angela, to come back. So here's your personal welcoming. And I'd like to take just a moment here. Ryan, we've got a few questions for you on email. Do you mind answering a few questions for the audience?
Yeah, I don't mind answering. Go ahead.
Okay. I've worked on psychic abilities, and I've worked on my abilities. Now, can I take my psychic ability and give it to someone else?
No, you can help them along with their psychic ability, but to pass your ability on to someone else is to pass the gift that you were given, which isn't allowed. You can help them further their gift, but you cannot metaphysically give your gift away. I don't know. Sorry.
And I am born in October 4th. I don't know my sign, but would you like to go out in Albuquerque?
What? Well, you repeat that real quick? Sorry.
Someone in Albuquerque is asking you out, and they're born October 4th, but you are a Libra.
Oh,
and
my God,
know
that's
too like...
cute.
I guess just give me a text. Shoot me a text.
Now that we've let Ryan decide to turn the show into that kind of hour, we'll turn on his radio. No, and there will be money paid. Believe me, the father, I'm tired of him being away free. No, I'm kidding. Just joking. No,
okay, if
know.
Ryan goes out on a date with this person, we have to know details on the air. I demand it.
We met on the second time by.
Well, I will say that it does. That I do feel like it if this person does get to go out with you, Ryan, they're getting a great catch.
Yeah,
so you're very intelligent. You're very gifted, and you're very sweet.
Boy, yeah, Ryan, you've got her pulled, don't you? We all know that.
Having kids changed me. I was a wild man, but having kids made me a calm, sweet, caring individual.
I don't think you were even 2 years old when I decided a vasectomy was going to be my favorite song. I love you, Carolyn.
We all were troubled kids. I heard stories about you too, Daddy.
I love
See,
you
now there's the answer I was looking for. I was wondering if he was your son, and I could not figure it out, but now I know.
Yeah, I should tell you, we all laugh at the energy that, Ryan was my child that was born on my birthday, and he came out with an attitude. The nurse teased me because I had a son before him, and she goes, haven't you ever been around children? Because he was freaking out, and I was trying to wash him in the water, and I'm like, not one like this, and I handed him to her. He was, like, screaming, flipping out, and he looked like he was not only possessed, but, like, he wanted to take me with him. And I was like, you're little, and you're freaking me out, and it was like, he's kind of kept that theory, haven't you, Ryan? Now you've gotten bigger and you're freaking me out. But I love you, and it's like we laugh. Yeah, he's my birthday present. One of the great things here we've got, and we do with everyone we love, is they ask questions. Please send your emails to psychicjethro@aol.com, and I welcome them. I love having them on. If you're a little shy on the phone, I know a lot of you on the phone are being held. And what I recommend with you guys who call for the free readings is we give you one free reading. We do encourage you. What keeps us going is to go to those sites, Aurora's website, Ryan's phone number, my website. It keeps all of us going, and it helps. We're doing a little longer show tonight. We will get with who we can. And I had a great experience last night with a client out of confidentiality who came from another country, and they told me they have waited for 3 weeks on our show to get to do the reading. So those of you, I'm sorry if you wait a little bit. I will hold you because I know, and you know, that what we're here to do is have a time. Aurora, I have two questions for you tonight. If it is a date, I want you guys to know I've seen your husband. He is a big man. He will hurt you. Okay.
Yes, he will. And he's very jealous.
And he has that look, I was going to say, of a Kentucky man who's jealous, who will pound you like a nail. No, I'm teasing. But the question we have for you, just teasing you guys who write, you can write questions. Aurora, when did you first realize you could do psychic readings for other people, and how did you go about it to help me become as good as you are?
That's a very interesting question. I realized it actually, at first that they were just, you know, my psychic abilities were just flashes here and there starting when I was a young child. I started when I was a teenager occasionally getting messages for people and I would pass them along, but I didn't really have the confidence nor did I have the control of it. And then one day, I was living in a haunted house, a really bad one, and I was trying to get any kind of help I could. And so I started looking up websites, and I actually ran across a couple where they encouraged people to do practice readings on people and for free. And I did this, and I found within a week I had full control and was getting all kinds of stuff. I wasn't even as gifted then as I am now, though, but you would be surprised the responses I was getting. And I did that for about 5 years before I started going public with my abilities.
Very cool. Thank you, Aurora. That is great.
And the way I could help you, the person, develop them is I would highly encourage doing picture readings on people who want a reading and seeing what you get. You might be surprised.
I love that. I think someday, me and you should do a book together, Aurora. I think we should
do a
book.
You know, I think that is a fantastic idea. I've been wanting to write a book, but I don't know a beginning point or an ending point, but I've got lots of ideas.
I love them, and I had a friend talk to me. In fact, I will be talking to her tomorrow, and we're putting together a lot of different pieces of stuff from Psychics Gone Wild. And I thought what I would like to do, and this is something I'm asking those of you out there to help put your input in, wouldn't we all love to have a chapter of how Aurora does it, or Aurora's little secret recipes? Because one thing, and we, you know, those of you who've read my book, and you know, those of you who've gotten to see a little preview of my second book, know that I've worked with all types of individuals in the metaphysical, and Aurora has this cute little unique way of doing things. That when she comes on, when we first started in Living in the Realm, everybody was like, "Do you two like each other? Or are you just crazy, or what?" Because we get into these discussions, and they're like, "Oh man!" And the one told me, they said, what's happening? And that's how I found out, I will tell you, about her husband, because they started sending me stuff like, oh, we're going to tell. And I'm like, oh, my God. Because like, they sent me on Facebook.
If we have any kind of relationship, it's more on the brother and sister type connection than any other. Let me make that very clear.
Yes. And we love each other as brother and sister. We have this friendship. And what would be good, and that's why I laugh when we talked about doing, is that, Roy, you've got some really good abilities in some of these things. I think that you could write some little how-tos, what-tos, and, you know, your way. And that's what the friend told me when I was in Sedona that encouraged me. And I do see, like we've talked here, we're going to do a little bit of a kind of a little entrepreneur part of working with the different sites. And we're going to do a little, it'll be a Psychics Gone Wild reading review. And,
ooh,
be
and then if
like
we do a book together, we could go on tour together and have little workshops and groups like you're doing with the one that you're doing. I think, is it in Sedona that you're doing one, or is it Phoenix? Or?
Oh, yes, yes. Sedona, Arizona, the weekend before Thanksgiving. Any of you who would like to be there, we're going to do a psychic enlightenment with me and Mystique Medium, Celeste. I always give her both. She says she's a mystic Celeste. I call her a mystic medium Celeste, and we're going to do one. We did psychic boot camp there with Deborah Lynn Katz. We did psychic enlightenment. Now we're going to do a psychic advancement enlightenment with me. And we've got our own little energies that we're going to be doing there. that we're going to do. I guess Ryan and the kids are playing, but we're going to be going ahead and working with our energies that we've got and doing a class there. And any of you who really have a chance, get a hold of me at 928-280-437. We're welcoming it. We've got a couple surprise people doing it. And that's what, Aurora, I love it. It's just, you know, it's one of the things that to have it go through like a three-day class and that would be so good. I also always welcome any of you guys who have any ideas that you want to see or what you've got. I have a lot of years of it. So this year we're going to be doing totem calling. We're going to be working with everyone on bringing and enhancing it. We're going to be at the seven sacred pools, working on balancing, enhancing your chakras, working on opening and enhancing your psychic ability, and then psychic medium Celeste is going to turn around and do the work and the strengthening to enhance everyone to be able to bring forth the energies and the abundance they want. We're going to do manifesting. So it's going to be a riot, and it always is. It's just like, Aurora, when you were saying that, I could see me and you. I think the thing that would be the most fun with me and you is we have so much to do, we'd have to do more than 3 days. They just have to stay for a week.
Yeah, we... But that would be interesting, and I think people would really enjoy it, and I think we both have a lot to bring to the table to give people a new way of, a new perspective.
I think
that would be great. And I think, you know, we could generate a lot of energy by doing it. If we wrote a book together, I think it'd be fantastic, and I think that when we went on tour, we would draw a large crowd because we just put off so much energy that attracts people.
I love it. It would be fun. And I've been trying to find psychic fairs all over that I can go do. So we've got all of you guys get it. Those of you who listened in last night to Lou and did listen to the class, I am working on doing a holistic day event here in Tampa. And what I'm going to do in Tampa, Florida, is we're looking at doing one at Clearwater. And it's a very good town here. Clearwater is real close to Tampa. We'll be doing something on Holistic Day, October 2nd, which was Gandhi's birthday. And she encourages each and all of you guys to go on her site, as Lou was talking about last night, listen to our archives. And we're going to be doing that in Clearwater. We're going to do some publicity, and I'm welcoming, and I'm still working. I would like to have Amy Kavanaugh come over here. She's real close in Jackson, Florida, and we will just go out there, do a holistic thing. I would like to do a raising of positive energy and call in the energies of the archangels from the four points to do a holistic positive blessing for the world as we know it. And I'm welcoming any and all of you guys to send your suggestions. Come on down. Bring some chicken. Bring some food. Bring yourself. We're going to have a blast over there. We're working on the time.
So I wanted to announce something else that many people don't know about. Anybody in the surrounding states of Kentucky, there is what's called the Scare Fest coming to the Hyatt. There's like a little convention center attached to the Hyatt in Lexington, Kentucky. And it's a convention that has everything to do with the horror and paranormal, which includes psychics. Chip Coffee is going to be there. The guy who played Shane in The Walking Dead is going to be there. I mean, it's a big deal. Like, it took me forever to find a hotel room for that weekend. And Miss Aurora Rose is going to be there as well, but only on Saturday, but still. So anybody who's interested in that, grab your tickets now.
Get your tickets, go see her, you guys. You know, as you guys have listened in, this is what we love about it, is we are a family, and congratulations. I am so excited. When we were talking about you out there, Aurora has worked hard. That's one thing, those of you, have you had any experience? We were just hearing in the chat room that they were trying to say that they think that they've already closed the voting. It's like, but it told me they were going until October at least.
Yeah, I got a message saying it went to October, but if they already closed the voting, I got a message like that, too, but at the same time, I was also told that they weren't closing votes until October.
Yeah, so
maybe the votes that are closed are the ones for 2012, and maybe the votes that are going on now are actually for 2013.
Okay, because that's what I wanted. I thought that was really kind of ironic, and I really would like to see what that's going to include for all of us. So it'll be interesting, and I'll keep us informed, those of you who have. I do ask you to please continue to vote for us. As you saw earlier, Tina, when you got kicked out, Aurora was going to go in and vote for me and you and Ryan because she thought we rocked and we were like a club. We're fun. So we were like, I think that counts because we are fun and we're working on being funner. We've made you guys wait. You've been patient. Ellen 99, you are mine. How are you, Ellen 99?
Hello, Jethro. Hello, Ryan. Oh, and I forgot your... Oh, Aurora. I almost forgot your name.
It's okay.
Hello.
Well, my name is Ellen, and I just would like you to pick up whatever energy you do.
Okay. My guess, anybody, Aurora, Ryan, you guys starting to pick up anything for Ellen?
For some odd reason, I'm getting animals, and I hardly ever get animals. Most specifically, I get some dogs and maybe some... Do you live on a farm?
No, I live in New York City.
Okay, have you ever lived on a farm? Because I'm getting something with animals, and I don't know what that's about. I'm seeing lots of animals around you.
Well, I will tell you one thing. I'm cat-sitting, and there are a lot of cats around me, but no dogs.
Okay, because I saw cats, too, but I saw one dog, but the dog seemed to be, like, wanting my attention. Did you ever lose a dog?
Yes, I did. And I also had a cat who passed a couple of weeks ago.
They are around you in spirit, and even though you're cat-sitting, it's almost like your cat-sitting is bringing their energy forward because you're... With you being around the other animals, it's like it's you occasionally have the memory of those animals, and so they're coming forward more, I think.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad they're here.
But that's about all I'm getting off the top of my head. I do get a lot of joy and happiness coming your way very, very soon, actually, probably even before October. I'm getting a lot of good stuff for people in October, but I think yours might start sooner than that.
Great.
I'm feeling with you, Ellen, a little bit of, I'm feeling a little like melancholy. I'm feeling like there's not just memories, but I'm seeing, looking at things and reminiscing, and I keep hearing that song. It was very popular during my younger days of feeling the park and reminiscing. I keep feeling like you're really at a part, and the energies the guys are showing is like Rora said about the animals there and things. I keep feeling like you have an energy there of someone from the other side who's like to shop or like to get nice things, and they're like they admired antiques. There's something about nice, eloquent things.
I don't know who it would be. I can't think of anybody in my family who would be like that. But it's nice to know that person is around.
What I feel, and you said whatever we did, and that's what I keep feeling that. I also feel that this presence and the other things for your future, that I'm going in the past. I'm not getting the present or the future, and I apologize. I don't know why. Usually with my guides, if they tell me something's in the past, it does reflect the future. But they're telling me you had said New York, and I too keep seeing a countryside. I keep seeing something there that's very nice. It looks to me what I would consider, like Aurora said, a farmland or animals, or it seems like there's a place there, and I think that has to do with your future. I feel like there's going to be a place where there's either someone is wanting to talk with you from there, or something is going on there where someone lives more in the rural area. It's amazing to me. I have a lot of clients in New York.
Well, I'll let you know if something like that happens. I don't have anything like that going on in my life currently.
Right, that's fine. And I welcome you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. Ryan, are you picking it through Ellen? Would you like to give him your name, Ellen, again?
Ellen.
Ellen?
Yes.
I'm sensing more lines of a confusion in your life right now is what I'm picking up. A confusion about you don't know about trusting a certain person around you. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay. I'm not quite sure. It's like there's a situation around, but it's like I don't trust whether it's going to turn out. It's not that I distrust the person involved. There are other factors involved. That makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm just feeling like a little uneasy, queasy feeling about the situation that you were in, and I come to guns and thought I meant you being a trust person. I'm sorry about that, but I just feel like there's an unqueasy, unopened discussion that you don't like. What I picked up from it.
No, I think I know what you're talking about. If you don't mind, my question had to do with moving. Did anybody? Well, actually, I don't. countryside because I just will be starting a new job soon here in New York. But I need to find another place to live. And I was just wondering if you thought...
I see that you are going to move, but I am telling you, I really feel that it may not be in the country, but at least it's going to be a house that's not... Excuse me, Aurora is recovering from a bad bronchial infection. You'll have to excuse the coughing. But I see if nothing else, it's going to be a house that is not in a totally rural area. Even if it's just outside the city, it's going to have more land. I cannot get past that. I see a countryside-like house for you. I can't explain it. It won't go away.
Well, you know, I would welcome it. Maybe it sounds like there'll be a place I'll be going to on the weekends or something.
And that's very possible.
Yes, I agree. We are having, I would say you pretty much stumped the panel in the fact that some of your energy did, and yet we got pieces there, and I think that we're really on that. And I do want to thank you. I think what we've got here, Ellen, is the guides are doing an energy where, like, Ryan picked up the other part of the situation, and Aurora's picking up the future. And I welcome reading you, Ellen. And I, for the reason tonight, as you're talking, I can not only hear in another radio, but I'm hearing this. It sounds to me like an older nostalgic radio, and it's just... I'm very gifted with my clairaudience and my other ability, and I do feel that it is something else that's going on. I feel your guides and your energies is working on something there that is going to change for you, and I see you really, like Royce says, going into a place, because I saw the place, but you've got, it's like you've got to have, you're one I'd like to sit down and read you, like, with the Skype in it, because I see that around your energy, there's some other things going on. And wouldn't you agree, Aurora, her guides are... they're in qualms what they're going to do with her.
Yeah, I think there's a lot surrounding you and a lot of different aspects, but they're all positive coming your way. I really feel that strongly.
I'm sorry.
I think you're just in a place of confusion and worry.
So we thank you, Ellen, and we hope we helped you. It's going wild again with us. The phones are when, if you get dropped off or you have problems with our Skype or any of the Blog Talk, please just call back 773-897-6461. We are Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, Psychic Ryan, Psychic Aurora Rose, and sounds like my grandson giggling in the background. 773, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
How is everyone tonight? Thank you so much for taking my call.
Really great, and you've got a Chicago number, so you rock. How are you?
Yes, we do. I am very curious about the next few months coming up for me. Things are changing. Oh, my God, they're changing so quickly. And I'm wondering if I can keep up with all the changes. And, of course, there's you know, apprehension. Any feelings on that?
I feel like I got to get your first name. The guys are showing me all this stuff happening. I'm seeing pretty dresses. I'm seeing people, like, someone's doing the cha-cha or the Latin dance or something cool.
Oh, I'd love to be dancing. My name is Lucy.
Lucy? Okay, well, cool. Well, you know, where is he? Vicky Ricardo. I know what I'm doing now. This is excellent because I'm seeing this. You got to laugh with me, please. I got a name like Jethro. You can tease me. I'll walk with you. I love this with you. I've got this, Lucy. I can feel this energy. There's colors. There's vibrance. I do see this. I see the frustration is you're going to – the reason you're showing that kind of dance, and to me, dance to me always means that it's – like they talk about infatuation. They say energy. They're telling me that there is a new love coming into your life. They're telling me that you've got some energy there. They're telling me that this in October you're going to be moving, fluctuating, and that's what the colors were. They were showing me a lot of those pretty colors and that vibrant, and they're telling me that it's because you've got some energy going on. I'm seeing the color red with you. I see you handling and strengthening up and empowering yourself to do a position there. You seem to be in some kind of deadlock at work It's like it just over broke, the job, J-O-B, just over broke or something. There's something going on with you financially that you're doing a tug-of-war with someone.
Well, I'm in the process of moving. I had to find a new home right away. Of course, my job just doesn't have the same, I don't have the same passion for it that I've always had. But of course, I mean, it's a good job, you know, and part of the fear is going out there and giving up a good job.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel here, Aurora? Are you still with us?
Sorry, my medicine's making me... Anyway, I feel like you're going to have a lot of stress and the apprehension's not going to go away for a while, but at the same time, everything is going to work out and you are on the right track. I feel that extremely strongly. I feel like a lot of positive things are coming for you, and I feel like all these changes are positive, even if there's moments where you're thinking, oh, my God, what am I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be fine.
Okay, okay. Yeah, it's just like a roller coaster ride, and right now I'm in the bumpy part, you know.
Yeah.
I love the colors with you. I mean, I'll give your guys credit because it was just this beautiful colors, and I went to see you, and it was like, it's Ricky, because it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Whoa, and then your name was Lucy, and I had to just tease you like that. That's rocking. I love that. You know?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and bless you, and you keep us informed. Sometimes when people are in a lot of transition, the best time with a reading, and like you just did there, is to kind of go into it and then kind of come like that, sit down, and send a picture, send an email of it. I have people, you know, you laugh, all you teenagers grab the phone and go snap, and we can all see your arm, and we go, why are you doing that? But the really cool thing about it, if you do this when you're doing a transition, is you will see and sense a lot of your guides and energies. This is something we were talking about last night on our night on the psychic channel learning, is that if you go through and you look at your energies, you can see in a mirror if you look without seeing to see your guides. Same thing with a phone if you're in a lot of transition. As Lucy's talking about, you've got so much rocking and rolling. Two of your guides are like real close to you. If you were to look real close to your left and your incoming, which is your left side, you would see this energy. It looks like there's a very beautiful angelic energy there. You'd see an orb. It looks kind of to me like a lighter bluish color, and it's just right there working on your left side, helping you through this. And it's like, it's what's giving me the other colors. It's like your guys are going, we got to keep her busy because if she thinks about it, she'll try to run. You know, it's like whatever's going on.
Oh, my God. That's my MO exactly. I've run from everything so far, and this is the first time that I'm like, I want to put my feet down and I want to do this.
Good. Well, we welcome you, Lucy, and we thank you. Follow us, and please keep, you know, vote for us on Psychics Gone Wild. I don't care if they close it. We're not done yet.
I will. Thank you.
We bless you, and we love all of you guys, and I really love the fact that I can't believe, Aurora, we didn't even get to party, and they closed the place down. I'm like, what is this?
I know. I think I'm going to have to cut out early on you. I'm having an issue with my medication. It's making me my heart race too much. I'm having to take my inhaler a lot. So, everybody, please keep me in your prayers. Like I said, I'm recovering from a bad bronchial infection. Keep me in your prayers. And I think I'm going to have to seek a night. I'm sorry. Do you want me to give my contact information again real quick?
Yes, please do, Aurora, and we'll put the blessings. And all of you guys, you know, put our thoughts out. Aurora's been through so much. She's our little fighter. Go ahead, Aurora.
It's aurorarosepsychic.webs.com for my website. My email is aurorarosepsychic@gmail.com. And then my phone number is 270-259-2584.
Thank you, Aurora. Have a good night, and we're going to continue. We've got 5 minutes left, so we're letting Aurora go, and she's running out of here. We've got a lot of you guys who've called. Remember, the way to get a hold of us is through Aurora just said with her connections. Ryan's is 620-660-8294. Psychic Jethro is 928-284-0437. Or Jethro Smith, JethroSmith.net. And that's my website. Remember the fun we used to have on Psychic Squad when we grab you guys and we flip you all through and all of you guys would all get a free reading and everybody would go woo-woo and we'd run home? Well, I've realized and I got through this that you guys, with the value of it, we went through a lot of energy and expense. And what happened was I love to help, and I agree and I'm going to continue to, and my guides told me to help, but I do need your help now. I need once in a while for some of you guys who have had readings, and some of you I've read for since February, to really give me a chance and give me that half an hour where we can sit down together, do a full email, look at the things, and help you the most. Because we do these quick one questions, and I know it's fun and you love to try us out. I love to try it out. But when it comes down to it, the last point, I have to pay the lights. So please remember me, you know, hit that button, go on there, try that reading out. We welcome everyone. We've had a lot of fun tonight. We're going through some other work. We've got 7 of you left in 5 minutes. So obviously, I want to thank those of you who got in. The longest one who's been here and you've been waiting for so patiently is 917. You get to play with me and Ryan. How are you, 917? Hello?
Oh, it's Tina. I was just listening.
Oh, Tina, thank you. I'm glad. Okay, well, we're doing okay. We're not made anybody mad yet. I'm glad you came in back to see us. We missed you.
Well, yeah, can I pray for a word? Good night. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going ahead to go to 717. We're at the last of the show. 717, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Jethro. This is Corrine. How are you doing tonight?
Good, Corrine. We're at the last of the show, and you always come in. I apologize when we get down there. Do you just wait to just be the last girl on the line?
No. Actually, yeah, I've been here the whole show, and it's been a wonderful show.
Oh, you rock.
I do have, well, thank you, and so do you. It's been a great show.
Thank you.
I do have a quick question, if we can squeeze it in.
Mm-hmm.
Things keep getting pushed back financially for us, and I wanted to see if you saw anything or Ryan saw anything about things getting better and maybe a time frame, because things keep, you know, going on month after month, and it's not much changes, so it's kind of a concern.
I don't blame you. I keep my prayers out for you. And Ryan, would you like to read Corrine and see what you're picking up for Corrine?
I'm sorry, you're going to have to repeat it for me. Robert was trying to climb over my couch and fall off.
Sorry. The one-year-old's getting rowdy.
basically, we've been waiting for a long time for a financial break, and it keeps getting pushed back continually, and I was just wondering if you see anything, you know, on the horizon anytime soon, getting better financially for myself and my family.
I see something coming along the lines of where you need to get an opinion on what your you need to get an outside opinion on, like, what you're waiting for. You need to get an outside opinion on what's coming and get someone else to look into it so you don't get, like you have been, getting dicked around.
Okay.
I do feel with you that's going, Corrine, and I got here with the energy that they're telling me that we have been working on this, and since I've known you, and they're telling me with you and the energy that it is so frustrating, and I do see what happened, and we've been through such rotten people with your relationship that I love your relationship, and I want to go out there and help him kick a few of those in the keister out of his path. You still working with some things, and you guys and him are getting yourself where you keep seeming to reach out, and a lot of it is you two are the real strong, positive individuals up there where you are in the country, and it seems like you're just trying to get yourself above board, just to get through the day now. It seems like you two are working so hard, and the guys are telling me that there is going to be a break again. They keep telling me that when I read for you, that we seem to be getting it, and then I see that the other things block it. You're fighting some outside force, and you've won, and then you turn around, and it comes back and scares you in another way. And, Corrine, I see you picking it up and having enough that you and him together are back-to-back, and you're putting out such vibrational energy that you're just zapping them. You're like the bug zappers. You're like, that one's gone. That one's gone. You know, and it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, you've had enough, and I see that happening. I also see the love happening here with you that the angels are giving us 90 seconds left, and the angels are also telling me that energy with you that's also happening for you is you're going to also do something here that's going on. It has to do with your chakra. It has to do with the meditation and the strengthening. I see you doing what we were talking about on the Psychic Learning Channel. You're doing a pyramid. You're raising that energy, and you've got your children in there with you, and you're doing that, and it's like you're doing again with the energy, and then you start taking the violet flame, and you start shooting that, handling it. And that's what it's going to be. It's going to come to that energy. You are a warrior, and you're trying to be nice, Kareem, because you're a nice person. You need to zap a few of those little bugs. That's what they're telling me.
Okay, gotcha. I understand.
I don't know.
Now.
That's really nice to see. Do you good? I think I'm just woo.
No,
never,
I well, I mean, sometimes you got to fight fire with fire, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. I'm also saying that that's what they've been doing, and that was your mission. And sadly, they set you there to do that fight. You're like Neptune with his fork in the water. If you keep being nice, pretty soon the sharks bite you. So he's going to zap them, and I keep hearing this energy going. And there's like this energy going behind you that's going to happen. I do see it getting in the energy. They're telling me that as it goes into the year, you're going to have another pleasant holiday, but it's going to be there. We've got 4 seconds left. I thank everyone. I love everyone. Thank you, Ryan, for coming on. Thank you, Kareem, for listening in. And bless you all. Have a good night.
Bye.